All right, we are recording.
Good. Good morning. This is Michael Kramer. I'm going to call the meeting to order of the Development Review Committee. It is July 11th, 2023. The first order of business is introductions. We still have our folks from Danfoss represented here, Bryce, Chris, and Doug, and we'll get the meeting going. I don't know if there's any needs to have an approval by electronic means. Modifications to the agenda, I don't believe there were any, correct? Any public comments received?
No.
Okay. First order of business is to approve the draft meeting minutes from our June 13th meeting. Everybody have a chance to review those? Have any comments?
No comments.
Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I was asking for the second.
Second.
Oh, yeah, good. Anybody opposed? Okay, good. That's good. Primary reason we're here is to, again, discuss the variance request from the Danfoss folks for the new building they're building on the other side of the park. I wanted to walk through the process just so everybody understands how this kind of works, and even if it's going to sound a little repetitive. We had a meeting in June. The variance was requested. The way the exercise is supposed to go according to our own covenants and restrictions is then there is a formal document request for a variance, which was submitted by Doug to us. We then have to advance notice another meeting, which is this meeting today. With 15 days notice, we had to run an ad in the paper. We had to notice everybody in the park, anybody that's got a tenant relationship. And then the Danfoss folks reimbursed us for those expenses, which has already been done, is my understanding. We've already received the check. Thank you, guys. Then we discuss that variance again, which we've already discussed, if you guys recall, at the last meeting, at this meeting. At which point, at the end of that discussion, this board has 15 days to make a recommendation to the full board of the Leon County Research and Development Authority, which then, within 30 days of that exercise, has to make a decision or determination if the variance will be granted. That is the process. And so you guys can see we're kind of almost through that exercise. We have a scheduled full board meeting on August 3rd, which is when this will come up before that group again. And this group here, really, the authority is only limited to that will make a recommendation to the full board. Again, I think I read this last time, and it's on the bottom of this page. It was in your package, that the authority, this is the full board, shall not approve any application for a variance unless it finds that denial of the application would work an undue hardship upon the applicant and that the grant of the variance will be in harmony with the general intent and purposes of this declaration. For this purpose, the authority may condition a grant of variance upon such conditions and safeguards as the authority deems appropriate. So that information and this process, I will go through this at the full board meeting too and remind everybody of the exercise that happened before it got to them. Having said that, I will turn it over to the Danfoss. If you guys have anything new or anything else you want to add to that, again, you requested, you followed our form, you submitted, you guys have done exactly what you're supposed to do. And then I will open it up to discussion for the group if there's any further discussion before.
Chris, can you elaborate on why it would be a financial hardship to Danfoss as far as not having the sign that we're proposing approved?
Financially,
What about just hardship in general?
I mean, the hardship is that, you know, so Danfoss acquires another large corporation, Eaton, and for branding-wise, it's one of the things that if you go to any Danfoss site in North America or worldwide, they've either purchased recently or renovated or built new buildings, it's got a similar, the same sign. So it's kind of one of those things like, you know, I joke and say, if you walk into our front lobby now and all the buildings we've built since the original building, we have this mat in the front that's kind of a snow walk-off mat, which, you know, we don't necessarily need to hear, but they want you to come in any Danfoss lobby, have the same feel, the same kind of look wherever you go in the world, and so it keeps with that in harmony with the same signage that they're placing everywhere in the world, and so that's why, you know, we were asking for the variances. That's the at heart, the true reason is that so that it's a true branding, you know, it's a, you know, even while we don't, it just says Danfoss, it doesn't even say Danfoss Turbo Core anymore. Is that's still a trademark that's, you know, available for us to use on our emails and some of the internal branding, but the outward facing sign says Danfoss. And so that's what we're trying to accomplish, is to have a uniform branding, you know, worldwide, anywhere in North America, South America that you go, And so, you know, that's the, it's the corporate logo Harmony or the signage Harmony.
And the Danfoss portion is very small. It's the shape, the style. You know, when it comes down to it, it's really not that big of a sign, but I understand. In Innovation Park, it's larger than what your covenants allow.
And again, it doesn't say financial hardship in the language here,
okay.
But it does say hardship. And again, I think that I appreciate Chris, you being so frank with that, right? Because it's inconsistent with what we do elsewhere. It's not what we want to do. Hardship is a subjective,
right.
To be sure. I think a financial hardship would probably be more compelling, but I think it, I appreciate you saying it's really not a financial thing. It's a market inconsistency.
Yeah, now, right now, that being the case, you know, I have a, I mean, I think it's a, I know you guys, what is it, 80 page brand?
Oh, yeah.
Sign guide. So, I mean, there will be some work for us to have to go to a graphic artist and to actually get someone to, get, you know, run it through back through Denmark to get it an addendum to our sign guide approved because it's going to be a one of a kind sign in the world, but.
In the scheme of things.
Yeah, in the scheme of things, it's not, is it, you know, the end of the world, no, but, you know, it'd be nice to have the corporate standard sign.
Right.
And,
right. Yeah. Absolutely, understood. And the good news for you guys, I think I mentioned it last time, is obviously I sound like a stickler, and I am. I'm not voted. I don't get a vote. So I would open this up to this committee, because this is a group that's going to have to make that recommendation, which the board does not have to follow this committee's recommendation in any way, shape, or form, whether it's for it or against it. The board is the one who makes the decision.
Michael, excuse me one second. Is the August 3rd meeting open for us?
Of course.
Okay.
Sadly, yes, they're all open. Every meeting we have. So.
And will it be here?
Yes, it'll be in this spot.
Yeah. Okay. In this room.
And you guys can come late. Unfortunately, that's going to be a little bit of a long meeting. I don't know that you're going to want to sit through the first hour or an hour and a half.
Wow.
Right. Right. Any comments from anybody?
I have some questions.
Okay.
And it may have been stuff I missed in the packet, so please correct me. I wasn't quite clear. So in like covenants and restrictions, there are several requirements for the sign, and I wasn't quite clear. Are you just varying from all of them? Are you varying from some of them? Because there's size, there's height, there's font color, there's font style, there's material that it's made with, you know, and matching the building. So I wasn't quite clear on what the variance request was. Is it all of it?
I would say pretty much all of it.
Okay. And there's no, like, so like one of them is like the address should be black. There's no flexibility in which like you can make the address black maybe. You know, like is there any compromise middle ground that we can meet?
We could make it black, but I would probably still want to put a white outline on it because it's going to be on that red background, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it's just not going to stand out as much.
Okay. So my next question was, I noticed that there's kind of like four, you know, like portions of it, and one of them's empty. Is there a plan for that empty space? And the main reason I'm asking is because as it stands right now, your site meets city sign code, but if any text were added to that blank space, you might not anymore. So I guess I wanted to clarify, and if there's nothing going to be there, can we make it shorter? So just seeing if there's compromise here and trying to make sure it meets city code.
Well, it will meet the city code as it's shown here.
Okay.
I feel confident.
Yeah, it does meet city code.
Even if something is added, because the square footage that's going to be calculated is going to be based on the overall height and width.
Yes, I'm just calculating based on your wall sign that was already approved and your potential second ground sign, because we as a city do a cumulative square footage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is my staff reviewing this, and I took a look at their findings. If text was added there, you might be on the cusp of not meeting code standards. You might be just on the cusp. That's what they said. You know, we'd have to see it. It's like right on the edge of just the maximum square footage that you'd be allowed for the entirety of the site. So.
Well, that would be.
And just right on the cusp.
That
like
would
I said,
be reviewed differently than all my other permitting experience over the years, because when we permit this sign, if we were in any other place other than Innovation Park, we would take the 5x12, just for easy numbers today, and call it 60 square feet. Whether it had just Danfoss at the top, or all three lower panels with graphics, or blank, it would make no difference.
Our
it would
building
be 60
official
square.
Actually does the text area, not necessarily the entirety of the sign itself. But our building official ultimately makes that determination, and I know you know him well. So you
Glenn Dodson?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can discuss with him. I'm just throwing that out there. If text was going to be added, that might be a concern on our part based on our initial findings. So
okay.
I just want some clarification on that.
I think that panel, that blank panel was there, I think it's mainly to break up the branding with the address.
Okay.
To kind of make it.
And I've got clear signage from other sites. I'll go back and look. I don't think there's anything on that panel at any of the other site signs that I've seen. It's just, it's to get the height and the spacing. So, but I'll, my intentions are never putting it in there. It's just, once Doug walks away and we pay that final check, it's over. I'll go back and check to see what the other sites. I don't think.
Yeah, and this is just
there.
A heads up.
Right.
You know, I'm not basing my decision off of the potential of just kind of a heads up, and also asking if these are further opportunities for compromise.
Yep.
To closer meet standards.
What we will definitely do is in the as-builts and the final, if that sign gets approved, there will be a note in there that says, if you want to put anything here, please go. Please don't.
Let's go through the proper channels.
It would be very difficult to add anything to that panel once the sign is fabricated and up, because of the way that the letters are secured now. I'm not saying it wouldn't be. We could do it, but it would be a little more difficult doing it after the fact. But I think we're fine with square footage based on code, and I will double check that.
Yeah, that's just what Glenn told me previously.
Okay.
Yeah, please follow up. And is there any illumination on this at all? Because I know the comment is
illuminations.
Up to
Brad, Kimberly, Ben, any comments?
I'm sure I have a whole heck of a lot. To me, it seems like a pretty fundamental decision of whether the hardship, you know, being a corporate marketing issue is enough. Get it subjective. I mean, I think I can get there if it's that, but it really is. That's kind of really what it comes down to. Yeah.
Michael, do we have any history of how we've handled these in the past?
These being
sign variances that come up in the past. Have we
and there's been variances.
Granted those?
We have granted many that I'm aware of. Some of them though are been, you know, 2 inches, like in a building wanted to be another foot and a half taller because it would accommodate a taller second story. I mean, there have been those kinds of, I mean, you know. And remember, when the sign ordinances were updated, forgive me that I don't remember the year, they did grandfather. Because if you look in front of the Fuqua building, it's a very,
right,
it's not too tall, but it's a much wider sign. It's still a monument sign. The material still matched the building. But it is, I mean, it's probably 10 feet wide or something, 12 feet. I mean, it's a pretty wide sign. But it meets the height requirements. So there's been limited, that I can tell from the history, sign. If you look, most of these buildings have been around a long, long time.
Right.
And when you think about new buildings, they probably haven't been anything really built since those updated ordinances even were created. You know, the real specificity, because all those and everything's grandfathered. Like in particular, I think that was for the other ones all kind of match the building materials, not exclusively, but for the most part, they match the building materials and the signs, right? I guess you've got the virtual schools, it's a little bit unique, but it still kind of matches the building.
Do we have any reason to believe that anyone else would come forward and ask for a sign variance if this one was granted?
Well, I mean, there's still.
Do we know of anyone?
Not present. Present actually, but there's 25, 30 empty acres.
Right.
So people will build for sure. And again, this, the challenge with the variances, I'm sure you guys have more experience than me, that once you grant one for whether it's a fence, and we granted a fence variance, in fact, to Danfoss, wanted a chain link fence around their property, the building that they're in now, that was granted, that was a variance, there was supposed to be no chain links, and now you've got one at the Mag Lab around a kind of a storage area. I mean, it gets very difficult to then, you know, challenge another variance once you've granted it for somebody, so. Brad?
Yeah, I'm with Ben. I I appreciate the consistency. We do that a lot at the department. And
I just don't know if, I can't get there that it's an actual hardship, with all due respect.
Here's the good news. We all are off the hook one way or the other, right? I was going to make a recommendation. So, our obligation, my preference, but not the requirement, would be that we would decide on that recommendation today. If we don't, we have, per the process, we have 15 days, which means we have to get back together, have a discussion, so that we can recommend it to the board. And our obligation, frankly, is to do that for that August 3rd meeting. I don't think you guys want to get back together.
So we vote on our recommendation?
We do. Does it, forgive me, does it have to be unanimous?
No.
It doesn't, I don't
think. It's a recommendation.
Yeah. It's to know if each one individual gives their recommendation or not.
Do you need us to leave?
No. In fact, I'm probably precluded from asking anybody to leave. Does anybody want to offer a recommendation one way or the other?
Are you guys open to as Dylan suggests, to see what else can be done to minimize?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have some recommendations, I mean, the one problem, and obviously you can see how kind of wired, but is that the Danes start their holiday season where they're out 2-3 weeks, and so I may not be able to get the changes or the recommendations by the August 3rd meeting. So I know there's one guy, I think Friday, he starts 3 weeks off, and then they kind of do a rolling 2 to 3, 3, 4 weeks off over the next month to kind of start their holiday season. So may not be able to get them back, but absolutely, if there's some recommendations or some suggestions you guys make, I'll float them up to the corporate brand new team to see what they would accept or what we could do.
Do we have time to wait on that or not?
I mean, we can make this take as long as we want. But the board, if we want to recommend something to the board, which we have a duty to do, they have asked for this, and we have a duty to put that from the board, I believe. Now, the board then will make a decision one way or the other. Their obligation is, in fact, to decide.
Sure.
Now, I don't think in any way that I've read that precludes somebody saying, like, here, how about this sign? Now, what I don't want to do, forgive me, guys, is I don't want to tweak around edges if there's like one or two main issues, frankly. Now, I mean, again, I don't believe, again, I don't get a vote, I can only speak for that changing the color of the address is the problem. I think the problem is, frankly, the height, that it doesn't meet those guidelines. I think that's the kick in the teeth version of what the issue is. So if that's the most important thing, is we want it to be, forgive me, 10 feet tall.
6 feet.
Six, two.
No, I'm sorry, your sign, sorry.
Oh, it's 12, 3
down. Yeah, if that's the thing, I don't want to mess around with lettering, because I don't believe, personally, our board's going to get hung up on the lettering and the color of that. I think they're going to have more issues with the scale of the sign itself. I could be wrong on that.
No, and yeah, and my...
But it is a variance, what they're doing. That's
for sure. my kind of thoughts were there are several things in here that I think could get you closer or less of a variance. Not just, I don't think that's the only one.
Right, no, but my point is, if the big one that's catching everyone's attention is the size, and I tweak all, you guys do a bunch of brain damage to fix a bunch of small things, I'm not sure that's going to be the stumbling block for a board. Again, I'm speaking largely out of school. I do not have a vote on that. But that, to me, my first blush is it's going to be more the size than it's going to get caught up in all the other things, which are legitimate variances themselves. And I think what you would ask for really is a blanket variance for all of the deviations.
As it is. And if, Dylan, if we did take that blank panel out, we would still be, a little more than 9 feet.
It's closer, it's better, it's closer. It's a little bit more digestible, and I feel like it also shows that you're working towards trying to get as close to the standards as possible, while still keeping to your brand, that's my opinion.
So can that be the recommendation, that the signs modified to take the bottom panel out?
The board could certainly remember, we don't have the juice to make the decision anyway, so we're going to make a recommendation, and I don't know, that would have to be really the Danfoss guys asking us that, as opposed to us recommending to our board a modification that they haven't even said they want or will live with.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think that's, I don't. This is my first sign controversy in my entire life. So I'm here today. So I apologize. I apologize that I don't have the proper background in branding.
I wish it was my first. I totally get the marketing aspect. The hardship is a little weak. Mm-hmm. Zoning codes all over the place dictate sign criteria. Like other big corporations are required to follow them in other zoning districts. So it's, and believe me, I'm on your side. So I would like to see a better argument put forth.
And maybe the process, again, not to waste everybody's time, is you guys ask what you want, let the board make a decision, and then depending on how that goes, you deal with it then. And
you know, maybe some analysis, like what it does, like how it's consistent with other variances and whatnot, but the whole blanket just, you know, we're going to vary from everything is, it feels a little thin.
What might be, and I don't know if it'll help, is to get photos of the other location showing the sign in place. So, you know, that's not going to get us closer to
there. Yeah, I mean, I've got them. Yeah, I've got them in mind.
I don't think anybody was debating that what you're trying to do is exactly consistent with what you guys do everywhere else. I really don't believe anybody's going to suggest that we're just doing special sign for here. You guys have more credibility than that.
Yeah, when it comes down to this, like, you know, there's a guide for, you know, the tile we pick and the carpeting and all that. Just saying, hey, you put your address on this sign, and this is the sign you guys installed. And so that's what it.
And this is the font you use. This is the color is the red. Oof.
Yeah.
That color red.
Yeah. That's why we're here. Is the variance is that there's a booklet that I think it's page 14.
It's got a rule to follow.
I turn to him and goes, hey, this is your road sign. Mm-hmm. This is the sign in the property, and these are the bathroom signs. And so the hardship is, you know, they're going to twist my arm.
They're going to beat you up, right? Yeah. Why didn't you get? I had 80 super loops, and the signs were 75 of them were the same, and a handful of them I know. I was like, why is that? That sign was different. I never was in the war of how that happened. I just know that it happened in some places.
Yes.
So, again, do we got a recommendation for our full board? One way or the other. Again, it's not. Board's
going to
vote.
I agree with what Ben said. Can that be?
What's that?
I said I agreed with what Ben said. So I'm like, can that be a recommendation? Like,
is our recommendation is to have them modify the sign of which we don't have a drawing for our board to vote on in two or three weeks.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, I think it at least shows some effort towards getting closer to it.
I guess my question for you, are you guys okay with that? Because if they say yes, then you have to live with it. If they say no.
So if Doug can get me a
yeah, I mean,
he can get that to me. I'll as soon as he gets it to me, I'll float it up. I'll run it up the chain and try to get it before the eyes of the people who say yes or no. And absolutely, I mean, we'll want to, you know, run that recommendation through the court.
Okay, but I don't want us to give you what your shine signs should look like for us, unless you guys say, look, this is something we would live with, and we would ask you to ask the board for permission, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I think that it's not supposed to be our record. It's our recommendation of your suggested sign.
I mean, obviously, I can redraw it without that panel. I know that, you know, just about anything else usually takes 3 to 6 weeks from Denmark to say yes or no.
But, I got a bat line. I'm going to call them.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Here's the theory. I guess I would say this: if it doesn't get approved, even with that drawing or not, then you haven't lost anything.
Correct.
If it does get approved, you don't have to put in the sign. You could try again. I mean, you're doing is trying to get in front of the process a little bit. If they do approve it, you can't get it approved on your end. I mean, well, they're probably not going to approve the 12-footer, so you're back to the beginning process anyway, right?
Yeah.
So again, it's just our approval isn't a binding. You have to install that sign. It would just be that you're allowed to install that sign.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, then maybe you get the proof redone.
Yeah,
at least for the committee.
I don't need to see the picture of it redone. I'm okay with the commitment to just do it, to just remove that panel. That would be enough for me.
I would be more broad even to see, like, to explore even other opportunities that may work. You know, I don't know. So I would even make it a little bit broader, not just the one panel, but take a look at the requirements and see if there are any additional as well that you can try to
I will look at them, but like Chris says, I mean, they're, it's called an ODS book, is like super rigid.
And then if so, then just having a justification for each one. I would think the authority, the board, would probably want to see why you can't do black, why you can't do this font style, why, you know. So that would be my recommendation. Explore other opportunities to get closer to the requirements and better hardship.
Okay. Somebody want to take a crack at this language so maybe you can write it down? Ben, you started it.
So. Recommend exploring opportunities for consistency with the sign
specifications
criteria.
He's including removing the panel.
Because I'm going to want, and correct me if I'm wrong, Peggy, is for the board meeting, I'm going to want something at least from Doug that says this is what we're asking for. Not, it can't be us asking our board for these modifications. You've got to tell me something that I'm trying to get approval for at the board meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to make sure we're being clear with these guys of what we're suggesting.
I mean, they have the opportunity to go forward with the approval at the board meeting, even if we.
We could have a unanimous vote saying we disagree with it, and I still got to take it there to the board meeting.
Fine.
Absolutely, no. Yeah. And we could say 100% unanimous, we approve it, and the board could kill it too.
Correct.
I'm just trying to not waste a bunch of people's time.
Well, and Michael, if I may, just based on a guess of what I've seen with the board before, they're going to want to know why it can't just be like the existing Danfoss sign. That's the public, with anybody with any history with the park is going to say, why can't you just do that again? Or do you want to change that sign? You know, why this new sign? And why not that?
I'm ready for that one, yes.
I know, he's got a reason for why that was the one, but the argument, I think, for Peggy's going is this one doesn't seem to have created a lot of hardship for the organization.
Yeah, that one was installed
before you guys.
Yeah, as a spec built, when it was a spec, so yeah, and then we've just never, revisited that sign. So the intentions are not to try to come back in a week and go, oh, by the way, we want to change that one too.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Let that one stay there and then,
If we granted the first one, let me ask you, would it be a legitimate variance request to have that one changed?
I think so.
It'd be hard to say no.
Probably, but that's not.
But I think it puts us in a weird spot, right?
Right. Okay.
So, all right. So, Ben, what can you say that again, or do you guys want to take a shot, or
would you be willing to sign something or have something, quote unquote, in the approval that the existing sign that is non-conforming to Danfoss would not be changed? Therefore, the variance is specific to this. The variance is specific to that property anyway, right?
Correct.
So I mean, if we went to change something over there, we'd have to go through the whole process again. But you would give the variance elsewhere in the park.
Yeah, precedence.
Not that we've granted it yet.
I know with city variances, though, we do put caveats and say, well, you can't do this then. So I don't know how Innovation Park works, but.
We got to get back to the sign.
Yeah.
Not the old sign.
Is it totally out of the question to just use the design that you've already got in a reduced scale that would be compliant with guidelines, our guidelines?
I mean, physically and on the computer, we can scale that down to fit within your guidelines. But it is, again, not within the guidelines of Danfoss Corporate. And that's the reason for the meetings.
I mean, if the sole justification is because it doesn't meet Danfoss corporate guidelines, I'm not sure I'm the right person to make that decision, whether that's enough.
I mean, I totally get that and I understand it, and I've had clients that I would go to battle for doing very similar things. I personally am okay with it, but it's pretty clear that that argument is, it's not a strong argument.
I think we need to revisit that.
Yeah, so ultimately, ultimately we're going to do what the board, what's right by the board and what's right for Innovation Park. And
I think Dylan's point, a little, somebody that's done a lot of these types of things, a little give and take, it goes a long ways towards smoothing out your basic argument is it's because it's what we want, right? It's what we want.
Right.
And
that's
So there's another side to the argument. So Danfoss has their branding, and the park has branding too. And part of the advantage of being in the park is looking like the park is an entity.
Yeah.
And having the signage, we attempted several years ago now, I don't even remember how many, to hopefully tie some of those things together. And we went through a whole discussion about the fact that buildings couldn't really be brought into the same character, but the signage and the lighting and the walkways and all of those things, all of those infrastructure sort of things, were the things that we were going after as that unifying presence, that thing that set the park apart as separate and recognizable. And so to me, this is about their branding versus our branding, and I'm not there because I believe that we have branding for a purpose and that there's an advantage to it.
Fair.
Yeah. So looking at it another way would be is, kind of to your point, Kim, is like, are there ways to deviate that gets Danfoss what they want but still consistent with all those other things? Even if it's not, the exact font or something along those lines, but, consistency and intent and all that sort of stuff. Probably takes a little design.
I think the monument and kind of the general form of the monument and the size.
Yeah.
At this point, we've grandfathered some things because there were a lot of things in place. But as we've gone along, we have some signs that are stuccoed. We have some that are brick. I think we still have some that are metal. But that form, that size, and the sculpting of the form, and it's really not that far off if you remove the blank panel. Maybe with a little more tweak, but still pretty close.
From what I've seen in the park, I mean, it's very different. I think what the park's requirements are, based on what I've read, what I've driven around and seen, are the style sign that Danfoss has at the other building.
Pretty much.
And I do see, like you said, a lot of grandfathered signs. And I would say the vast majority of the signs, and I don't mean this to hurt anybody's feelings, are pretty rough shape. They are not kept up. They are not cleaned. They're not, updated in any way at all. So as far as an image goes, I mean, this is a clean image and a very easy sign to clean. Stucco back in the day was the thing to put on signs, but stucco is very hard to clean. You got to go out there with chemicals, soft wash it and all that. And very, very few people do it. Very few people clean their signs at all.
Agreed.
So admittedly, just to come totally clean here, I would, in a perfect world, love to see us have the ability to go out and refresh all of the signs in the park.
You guys got an appetite
for
doing that?
All of the pedestrians.
Not really.
You
really follow? I can tell you what a pressure washing bill is for that building.
Oh.
No. No. We
I was just thinking, did you want to replace them all with 12-foot high metal signs?
Now that we did.
No problem.
As part of your prep request, your packet request, so you're willing to underwrite that. So, what do you guys want us to do because we can advance it as it is. My fear, if you have something different, do I get to do this dance again before I can get it to the board? Or would you rather just go with what you have and let's get some feedback? At least you got a marker one way or the other.
I think that's what I prefer, is to go for what we've got, knowing that if the board just says no, then, I mean, we tried, now we understand exactly what they're looking for, especially if they're the, you know, not saying we're trying to say you guys, but it's like, hey, can we get their feedback to go, take the panel, we'll approve it, or no way, no how, you got to go back with the stucco sign, we don't care that, you know, it looks like it's from whatever vintage, it is what it is. I'm a 70s kid, so I can't say it looks like it's from the 70s.
But well, that may be, it's been certainly early 80s, mid 80s. Yeah.
Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong, can the variance board make a recommendation on a change and approve it contingent on that change?
It doesn't sound like here. I mean, like if it was city, yes, but not here. We just make recommendations. We don't vote.
We have to make a recommendation too.
No, I know you. I know you.
Yeah. You're talking about the city piece. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the city, they can. Yeah, they can say we approve it based on this condition, like in the meeting, and then.
But the board that's going to be here on August 3rd cannot do that as well.
Oh, I don't know.
If it's different than what we notify the entire park community about, I don't know the answer.
That's a good question.
My fear is if all of a sudden we ask for this, again, you see the turnout,
yeah,
on all fairness, from all of our park constituents. But if we do something different than that, do I have to go through that exercise
again? Start over again. Right.
I don't know the answer, guys. Like I said, my hunch is we might. I don't know.
So what I'd like to see is an approval move it forward based on what we've notified everybody and what meets our standard. In the meantime, I will, just as a internal corporate thing, ask for, hey, can we get a sign? What's it look like if we remove that blank panel? And what does a sign look like with a full compliance of the current covenants? So my preference is to not be the guy that everybody comes to visit me from Iowa or Illinois or Colorado and be like, dude, what's up with your sign? You took all of our money to spend on construction for the last 3 years and that's the sign you put up? Like, really? But, I mean, get a full compliance sign to be able to go, and so that we've got it back up, because you know, at the end of the day, it's like if we need it, then we need to go ahead and start working on that, because it's going to take some time. And I don't know if it's a graphic artist or how that works, but so that's what I like to see. Just as Danfoss employees, that I'd really, really, really like to get that. But if I can't, we will look at plan B. Would be take that panel out, and plan C is hey, go back with the full compliance sign, because I think anything outside of those three options it starts becoming a financial hardship of,
well, like, it's just time.
Yeah, it's time, and time is even more expensive than money, because it's one of those things that, you know, it's my time, it's these guys' time, it's, yeah, nobody's got that budget in the project to price to spend 10, 20 more hours on a sign, so, yeah.
Yes.
So
okay.
To put it more succinctly for the board, can we just recommend revisiting the design to become closer to Innovation Park standards?
I think what we owe our board is that this is the sign that the Danfoss guys have asked for. The Development Review Committee is not willing to recommend the board pass it for the following reasons, or we suggest the following modifications, but then the board and we don't have those modifications yet. So the board then at least has the ability to say, we're cool with what they've asked for, or we're cool with kind of things you guys are suggesting, or we're not cool with both. I mean, you're getting a lot more answers at that point, and I think that's where Chris is kind of, let's get some clarity on where we are, as opposed to keeping it so squishy, and those are my technical terms. And I think that's kind of how the best, because I think we owe these guys that we got to advance this to the board with either we're cool with what they're proposing, or we're not. And if we're not, I think it's okay to say, here's why we're not, and what we suggested, and they're working on it. But is that I don't know what that looks like in a recommendation. We can craft that.
And the board decides.
And then the board's going to make a decision based on that. They could overrule us. They could agree with us. That's their job. We'll have done our job. That's this committee level.
So we have to agree on a bulleted list of all those different things that...
Nope. At this point, my guess is all we're asking them for is, this is the sign. Went through the variance process. Went through the hearing and open public notice. This is what they want. Our development review committee could not get there to make an approval to approve it, but the board is the one who actually gets to make the decision approval or not. Okay. And then we'll have discussion at this board meeting. You guys are welcome to come. And they'll say, well, what did the development review committee say? And we'll say, we asked them to make it shorter. We asked them to look at the specs. We also, they're going to run at their own internal flagpole because their compelling reason is it is inconsistent with their corporate marketing plan across the entire international operation. And they're going to try and see if they get approval for some modifications. It's really two paths we're running at the same time, given especially that Chris has got folks out of town, you may not even get an answer between now and then. But otherwise, if we just wait, and you got a new recommendation, we're going to start the exercise over anyway.
Let me rephrase my question.
Please.
If the recommendation is, we don't, as is, it's, you know, we don't recommend moving forward with approval. My question was related to if they make the following changes, do we have to come up with those, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so that the board understands that we've all agreed that A, B, C, D, E, F, G needs to be changed in order to recommend approval? That's my question. Do we as a group have to? Or
do we have to say A, shorter, B, color, B,
yeah.
You know, like.
Or
we certainly could, but they've got to make they've got to make that request.
Okay, so ours can be more general, just saying.
That's right. I don't think we're going to design their sign.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was confused about that too.
I think they're going to have, we can say these are the things, the development review committee gave them a bunch of feedback on things that they thought would get them there. Again, remember, even at that point, unless it is in strict compliance with our existing sign, any of these has to go back to our board anyway.
Yeah.
We'd only have, If this thing was in compliance with the sign, we're not meeting right now.
Yeah.
So the only reason we're having to go through this exercise is because it doesn't comply with those covenants and restrictions. So, but we're not going to design their sign. That's I don't think that's the job.
So kind of circle back. So can the recommendation just be, we recommend revisiting the design to become closer to...
That's right. We don't recommend that we suggested to Dan Foss to revisit their sign. I think we can make that recommendation.
So then you're recommending against...
Approval,
yes.
and they're going to say why, and I think we're saying we recommended they would relook at the sign to bring it closer to compliance or in compliance.
Yeah.
I think that's an okay thing that we can do, but it gives these guys we're obligated to get our board to discuss this.
Understood.
That's the recommendation I'm putting forward. If the committee agrees,
that's
recommend denying the application, but yes. That's correct.
I'm perfectly comfortable with advancing that as well.
Okay.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Any other new business? So much for my short.
Yeah.
I figured 15 minutes, guys. Anything else?
Say that, you
guys. Sorry.
Well, we thank you all. We definitely respect your time. We don't want to waste your time.
I don't want to waste yours.
We're just trying to figure out what can we do based on what Danfoss is telling Chris to do, and they're telling me.
Trying to keep Chris out of trouble.
Yeah.
Any other new business, guys? Okay, we're wrapped up, thanks.